This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, the 3rd of May 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, across Israel, we're experiencing clear skies and mild temperatures, perfect for outdoor activities in cities like Tel Aviv and Haifa. Jerusalem is enjoying a similarly pleasant day. A warm night awaits as we move through the evening. Here are today's headlines. First, military expert warns Hezbollah can now operate freely, according to Mariv earlier this hour. Also, the IDF recruits ultra-Orthodox soldiers for combat roles. That's from Ynet in the past hour. Also this hour, recruitment day for ultra-Orthodox military tracks has begun. The Jerusalem Post reported this earlier today. Separately, reports suggest Hamas forced a confession from a Gaza resident under investigation. This came in from Israel Hayom an hour ago. And finally, Trump announces a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. Axios provided this update from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Noah Landau, a prominent journalist, commented earlier today on Netanyahu's strained relations with Christians. Ynet Global posted that the IDF is expanding its recruitment of ultra-Orthodox soldiers. David Keyes noted the ongoing struggle for freedom in Iran, posting about it earlier today. Let's go deeper. Starting with Hezbollah, military experts Amos Harel and Dr. Michael Milstein discussed the shifting dynamics with Gideon Oko and Amichai Atal. Hezbollah appears to sense a change in military engagement rules. This could lead to increased operations from the group, impacting regional security. Turning to the IDF's recruitment of ultra-Orthodox soldiers, the military is adapting roles to fit Haredi lifestyles. This includes opportunities in the Hasmonean Brigade and Netzah Yehuda Battalion. This aims to enhance inclusivity within the IDF, broadening its talent pool. Meanwhile, as recruitment for these specialized military tracks opens, the Hetz Company and other units prepare for future operations. These tracks have a history of deployment on various fronts, according to the Jerusalem Post. This recruitment is crucial for maintaining a diverse and effective military force. In a related development, investigation pressures have reportedly led Hamas to extract confessions from Gaza residents. Israel Hayom reports this involves collaborations with Israeli intelligence. This situation raises concerns about human rights and the region's tense atmosphere. Finally, the ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, brokered by Trump, aims to ease tensions. This Axios report highlights the delicate nature of Middle East diplomacy. The ceasefire could pave the way for broader peace talks impacting regional stability. Turning to business and markets. First, nearly 400,000 job seekers in Israel this March, according to Walla Business. The increase follows Operation Shield and Arrow, highlighting economic challenges. Separately, CTEC reports on Pakistan's financial necessity for a U.S.-Iran deal. Energy and economic pressures tie Islamabad's stability to regional de-escalation. And finally, why? Net Business reveals OpenAI's missed growth targets amid rising costs. The company faces financial hurdles ahead of its planned IPO. This could influence tech investment trends in Israel. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.